here's a story from The World.
For more than 5 years, the U.S. has been supporting a coalition of Arab nations fighting a war in Yemen. The tally of that war so far, around 100,000 people killed, 4 million people displaced, widespread hunger and disease, creating one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. Saudi Arabia supports the democratically elected Yemeni government. Saudi is trying to defeat the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, who took control of most of Yemen in 2015. For weeks now, rumors have been flying that the Trump administration is preparing to increase pressure on the Houthis, designating them as a foreign terrorist organization. Gregory Johnson at the Brookings Institution has been following the Yemen story since it started. You've been arguing, Gregory, that designating the Houthis would be bad for Yemeni civilians, bad for peace talks, and ultimately bad for U.S. national security. Unpack that for us. Why?
Just to give you a little bit of background, for 2 years I served on the UN panel of experts, which basically oversees a sanctions program in Yemen. And my worry is that a Trump administration designation of the Houthis as a foreign terrorist organization would largely have the same impact as UN sanctions have had. That is, it won't do much to influence Houthi behavior, but it will cause a number of unnecessary civilian deaths in Yemen.
So practically, what would that designation do?
So there's a large number of people who live under Houthi control who are dependent upon humanitarian aid coming in that will provide them food, that will provide them medicine. Obviously, the war in Yemen has been going on for 6 years. And so the worry that I have, and I think a number of people in the humanitarian organizations, as well as a number of people up and down the U.S. government, is that if the U.S. were to make this designation and label the Houthis as a foreign terrorist organization, that means humanitarian organizations would have to stop working with the Houthis, would have to stop putting aid into Houthi-controlled territories.
Right, and specifically, it seems that that foreign terrorist designation would make aid groups subject to fines or even criminal penalties for doing the work that they've been doing for the last 5.5 years in Yemen. Here's a comment from Aisha Juman. She's a Yemeni-American who runs a charity that feeds 3,000 families in Yemen.
And these people, where is their last chance? These people will have nothing to eat. These people will know that the rest of the world, led by the U.S., says you don't matter.
And Gregory Johnson, that probably rings true from what you know. Don't a lot of Yemenis feel the world has already turned its back on them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the UN classifies the war in Yemen as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. And the real tragedy is that it's a humanitarian crisis that's entirely man-made.
We should say that some Yemenis want the Houthis to be designated as terrorists. Those Yemenis have seen the abductions, the disappearances. They've seen the Houthis use sexual violence as a weapon of war. I'd like us to hear Afra Nasser, a Yemeni woman who works with Human Rights Watch. And she drew our attention to a recent protest in the central Yemeni city of Taiz.
There was a protest in Taiz last week, people holding banners that says, with one voice, we demand the designation of the Houthi armed group as a terrorist group. So I understand the unspeakable suffering of civilians in Taiz who have faced indiscriminate shelling and attacks, but the designation in and of itself will not provide justice for victims in Taiz or any place in Yemen.
So, Gregory, if not justice, could a terrorist designation provide leverage for negotiators? We know that the UN's Martin Griffiths has been shuttling between the warring sides to try and get a ceasefire in Yemen.
Yeah, so this is what the Trump administration and people in the administration, such as Secretary of State Pompeo, have been arguing, that basically, look, the international community does not have a great deal of leverage over the Houthis, and designating them as a foreign terrorist organization would give us basically a stick in which to compel them to make a deal with the Saudi-led coalition. But designating them as a foreign terrorist organization and essentially criminalizing activity, which would cut off humanitarian aid into Houthi-controlled areas, it's not going to do much good.
So the designation of the Houthis as a foreign terrorist organization, it has not happened yet. Do you think it's likely, though, Gregory?
Everything that I'm seeing from people that I've been speaking with in Washington, it appears as though the Trump administration really wants to make this happen. I know that internally there has been significant resistance from a number of different departments, whether that's in the Department of Defense or the State Department or other organizations. It's unclear whether the Trump administration will sort of be able to override those professional concerns and make this designation on their way out the door. That, I think, remains to be seen probably in the next week or two.
Gregory Johnson is with the Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution. We've been talking about the potential impact if the State Department designates Yemen's Houthi government as a foreign terrorist organization. Gregory, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Marco.
We asked the State Department today for comment. A spokesperson there told us the Houthis need to change their behavior and stop exacerbating Yemen's humanitarian crisis, and that the U.S. remains committed to a peaceful, non-military solution.